Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. It's WOKV's Josh McCarthy, and welcome to Hard Workout with Pete the Job Guy Langlois. This show is here to give you free career advice and insight on the latest employment trends from the staffing industry's leading authority, Pete the Job Guy Langlois. With over 30 years of experience in staffing, we invite you to join the discussion on workplace controversies with an honest and entertaining filter. Take it away, Pete.
Welcome all you hard workers out there. This is Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and it's Sunday morning. I hope you've had your cup of coffee, you put your dogs out, and you're ready to have a fantastic show, a great day with your family, or whatever it is. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, I'd love to have you call in 340-1045. If you have an employment issue, if you're looking for a job, if you have jobs that are open and you'd like to tell everybody about it, 340-1045. I'd love to hear from you. But one thing I want you to think about today is we're in hurricane season, right? We know something's probably going to happen. Something's going to come up in the tropics. It's going to have a name and it's going to come at us. That's just part of life and what we deal with here in Florida. We get the sunshine, we get the beaches, and we get bad storms. Now, there's a bunch of different ways to prepare for the hurricanes, right? You know, we have to make sure we stockpile stuff. We have candles, we have flashlights, we have toilet paper, we have food, generators, or we have long extension cords to attach to our neighbors' generators, right? There's a lot of things we can do to be prepared for the hurricane, the actual floods, the winds, all that other stuff.
What about making sure your business is prepared?
Okay. And I have some guests today that are fantastic. They're going to talk with us about how to really be prepared. When I think about my business, right, a lot of businesses are positively impacted by a hurricane, right? Construction companies. If I'm a roofer, I do cabinets, flooring. I'm a general contractor. I put fences up, right? And, you know, after the hurricane, they're going to be busy, busy, busy. They might experience explosive growth for the next 4 or 5 months, right? The thing that you want to be prepared for that as a business person, because you don't want to have invoices backed up, or you don't want to have a shoebox full of receipts 6 months down the road, or trying to figure out taxes and the very thing that should have helped you and made you money. Now you're out trying to collect money, or you didn't have the personnel to field the calls, or you didn't have cost accountants, project estimators, claims adjusters. You didn't have enough. You weren't prepared for it, right? So that's some of the things that we have to think about the business community to be ready. The other things is insurance. And we have our guests, our first guests today are from Florida Family Insurance Company. They're here today to help us prepare. I have the world-famous Lori, Stephanie, and even Megan's hiding in the back corner. And we're going into hurricane season, and let's say I'm a homeowner, for one. What are some things I need to think about right now before the hurricane comes?
So beyond the typical things that you've probably already heard about for the last couple weeks of hurricane season, and you can download checklists on our website, floridafamily.com, we suggest you call your insurance agents now and ask them to review your coverage. The last thing you want is to go through a hurricane and have a surprise. So call your agent, ask them, and don't be afraid to ask, how did my current carrier perform during Irma?
Ooh, good one. Yeah.
We are really proud of how we performed. We had great hold times, only 14 seconds. But some other carriers maybe had some challenges, and your agent will be able to tell you and advise you from there.
You know what's interesting? As a staffing provider, that's what I do. Pete the Job Guy finds people mm-hmm. jobs. And post-hurricane, I had so many people out on billing, you know, because the influx of calls. And there were some missed opportunities for a lot of people because mm-hmm. they just weren't prepared. So I'm glad you said that. 14 seconds was your response time?
14 seconds average hold time, right? We were able to close 75% of our claims within 30 days.
Outstanding. You're also a large employer in town. How do you get your teams prepared as an employer? How do you make sure your own employees are ready.
That's a huge part of what we do in our hurricane plan, is making sure both our policyholders and our agents are prepared and have the materials they need, but making sure our staff is ready. By the time hurricane season hits, we are ready to go. And it's about making sure that everyone is cross-trained. We all become staff members on the claims department if there's a hurricane. So it doesn't matter if you're an actuary or a financial analyst, you're on the phone taking in claims calls.
This is great because, you know, at the Hurricane Expo that I attended recently, I met some fantastic people. And one of the things I told them is make sure your employees are cross-trained. That's what I tell people as a staffing professional, a provider of services. Make sure your people are cross-trained because they're not all going to be able to make it into work. Some are going to be without power for a week, 2 weeks, you know. I also say keep my number handy because you might need to call me and I can send some people there that have power and can make it to work. Let's say you do come to work, right? You need to make sure your people have an evacuation route. Is that something you talk to your folks about?
We do. At the beginning of hurricane season, we make sure that our employees put a lot of focus on preparing themselves and their home and their families. If they don't feel confident about their family being secure and prepared, they're not going to be able to and shouldn't be able to devote the time and attention to the policyholders. So we make sure they spend the time on the front end preparing themselves and then are ready when they need to come back to the office. So we have plans on text messaging our employees. We have an employee hotline. Each employee gets a card that gives them the information on so that they can get regular updates on what's expected from them in the office.
Stephanie's doing all the talking right here. Lori's here.
I know.
Lori, what can you tell us?
Well, we're talking about employees. I think one of the most important things you can do as an employer is to remember your employees are people and their primary concern is about their family and their home. So what we do at Florida Family is we'll rotate people in and out during a work day to give them time to go to the grocery store to get the food they need, to go get plywood from Home Depot, to get their house ready. So we just feel it's really important that they feel 100% confident that they're prepared for the storm.
Right. You know, and that's a great point, Lori, because ultimately, you know, the safety of your employees, that's paramount. That's what we care about most. The business will go on, right? Speaking of the business will go on, we all have to have these disaster recovery and business continuity plans in place. What do you do at Florida Family Insurance Company?
We have a continuity plan, and it's a committee of people, and I suggest other companies consider doing the same thing. One person leads the overall plan, and then there's a lead from each department, and we all come together with the plans of how our department will continue to function and not skip a beat after a storm. And people need to think about things like, if we need to get back into the building, how are we going to do that? Will the landlord give us access? Do we need paperwork signed in order to do that? Do you need to have a travel team and hotel rooms reserved in advance? If so, who owns that responsibility? So it's all about pulling the plan together and then making sure everyone across departments understand who owns each item and who's going to take care of what when the storm hits.
Good, good. What else?
In that same plan, so practical things that people should think about for their plan are, what are you going to do with your equipment? So you have all these computers, and if we work downtown on the South Bank in San Marco, which we knew during Irma was going to get some water. We didn't know how much. So you might want to think about taking all your computers home or having the employees take them, phones. How are you going to process payments? Do your employees have calculators and, you know, practical things, enough paper receipts?
Right.
So all that should be in a plan and thought about, purchased in advance. If you're in a situation where your employees are going to have to come in rapidly and work for long hours after a storm, supply them with some food and snacks. They're not going to be able to take breaks to eat lunch, and it's hard to find lunch.
And they're already dealing with so much at
right.
that point, too.
Right.
So they're worn out, and you know, you don't know what their individual situations are, so that makes their lives a little bit better. As an employer, what types of folks do you look for? You know, we have listeners right here that might be looking for a job. They're interested. What types of folks do you look for, and maybe give them a little direction on how they can apply?
Okay, well, you can learn more about our company on FloridaFamily.com. We have a careers link on that page. We currently have a field claims adjuster position posted, which just happens to be in Jacksonville.
Field claims adjusters, all those folks out there. Now, what is a field claims adjuster?
So those are the people that if you have some damage to your home, you call in to Florida Family, and we will assign your case to one of our adjusters. And then they're going to go out and meet with you, review the damage, and the most important thing to the homeowner is get a check in your hands as quickly as possible so you can get that damage repaired. So this position we have open here in Jacksonville, we're actually willing to train for this position. And if you recently graduated from college and have a degree and would like to get a start with a new company, please look us up. We'd really be interested in talking to you.
All you college grads out there, you're looking for a job. It's a great company. There's a career here. There's a built-in need for this. Right. And it sounds like, you know, they get to help people. Ultimately, they're helping people. So that sounds like a great career.
Absolutely. We also, in the Jacksonville office, we do underwriting, and we have some administrative support positions as well.
All right. And Stephanie, what are some practical tips that you can give people beyond, again, you know, having the generator and the candles and the flashlights, et cetera?
Right. Make sure that you have your home insurance agent contact information, how to report a claim, take a photo of your policy number and your agent's phone number or your carrier's information, or make that a note in your phone and keep that handy. Fill your prescriptions, download the NOAA app here in Jacksonville, download the Jax Ready app and be very helpful during the storm. Simple things like make sure you know how to manually release your garage door. If a new homeowner might not know how to do that, but you don't want to be.
This is very interesting stuff because people take that for granted until you have to do it.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny because my son didn't know what a cassette tape was when he saw that. Until you actually have to apply it and use it, and nobody's ever going to have to use a cassette tape again that I'm aware of. But if you don't know how to manually release your garage door, you could have a problem when you need to do it. You think push the button opens. You know, kids, that's what they think. How do you open the garage door? You push this button.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, right before the storm hits, so we're talking hours leading up to it, make sure your dishes are done and you have paper plates. Get the wash changed over to the dryer. Finish your laundry. Make sure everyone has clean clothes for the week.
This is not going to be on anybody else's list. The stuff that you're saying right now?
I hope it is now.
Very practical stuff. And Lori, let me ask you a question. I read somewhere that take your important papers and throw them in the dishwasher because the dishwasher is the safest place because water can't get in there. Is that true?
Well, I did some research on this because I was interested in if that was actually true, and I found some articles that said that water will still get inside your dishwasher. It's not 100% watertight, so that is not the best place to put your papers.
I'm glad you said that because you know what I'd do? I'd go ahead and wash my papers when I get in and everything's fine. I'm going to put the dishwasher in. I'm going to wash them anyway. Okay, so that's disproved. And any other parting tips before we move on?
Preparing my boredom box is one of the last things I do.
A boredom box?
Yeah. Because you forget how bored you get during the storm. So get all your games down, get your puzzles down, books you want to reread, and put them in a central location in your house so you're not climbing through dark closets, letting things fall on your head during a storm.
Oh, that's good advice. You know, that's fantastic. I want to thank you guys very much. I mean, the advice you gave us is outstanding. The company is Florida Family Insurance. I want to thank Lori and Stephanie and even Megan in the back that didn't say much. We're glad she came in the studio today. I think your tips were relevant, right on time, and they're going to help folks be prepared for that inevitable hurricane that's going to come our way. And now let's shift gears a bit. Let's go to Jacksonville's own Pete the Job Guy's economic news reporter, the world-famous Aaron Mills.
All right, thanks, Pete. This is Aaron Mills with your job report update. Just a national recap of last week, the U.S. economy added over 200,000 jobs in May, which is considerably higher than the median estimate of the 190,000, according to Bloomberg. The unemployment rate is at a historic low, causing increased wages, woohoo, and bringing it home to the 904, according to Career Builder. The demand is very high. There are almost 500,000 jobs in Jacksonville. The top five titles that people are looking for: CDL drivers, customer service reps, truck drivers, registered nurses, and retail associates. All right, businesses, start looking at those resumes because you have about 90,000 to look through. Again, that's about 90,000 candidates uploading their resumes on sites like CareerBuilder. And now back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron. That's great. And if you're going to have your resume in a stack with 89,999 other ones, you need to make sure your resume stands out. And that's one of the things, one of the tips that we work on each week. When we talk about hurricane preparedness, there's a whole bunch of things. And we, you know, our guests, our whole theme today is to be prepared for the hurricane. And what I'm focusing on today is not the checklist that everybody has, right? We need to get, and I've said it a couple of times already, but flashlights, candles, a generator, and, you know, an extension cord to your neighbor's house or whatever it is. Those are the things that we all have to have, and we know it. We have to have our evacuation route, and we have to be responsible. But as employers and people that have to think about business continuity and running our businesses, you know, as a business owner or business leader, we have to think not all our employees are going to be able to make it to the office. Some of them are, you know, they may have flooding that they're dealing with, or they haven't had power in 3 days and can't take a shower, and they can't come to the office. Or as an employer, your business takes off like a rocket during the post-hurricane. You know, insurance companies, a volume of calls that come in, claims adjusters, construction companies that need project estimators, cost accountants, et cetera, and dealing with a shoebox full of receipts and all this stuff. But, you know, today with me, I have Rose Hampton, who is the director of operations for S&I Companies here in Jacksonville. Rose, when is it time to begin talking with the staffing agency about potential hurricane concerns and employees, et cetera?
Well, I always say prepare. So, you know, way ahead of time before the storm is occurring,
of course,
would be the best time to start thinking about it. If you know your business gets a boom during a certain time, I think it's always important to partner with a staffing agency so they understand what your needs are, what your culture is, what the job duties are, so they can plug the right candidates in for you when you have the need.
Good advice. So from your business perspective, mm-hmm. the time to start recruiting candidates to fill these positions, you don't wait till the hurricane comes.
No.
Are you already recruiting certain types of positions to
Absolutely.
Be prepared?
Yep. Our office always has a pool of candidates that we steadily use to fill positions that are open. And we're not waiting for a client to call us. We're proactively recruiting and getting those candidates ready. So as soon as we get a call, we are ready.
Right. I know you have temporary senior accountants, like former controllers and former CFOs for construction companies. They can go out to a small construction business now, right, to help them evaluate and to see if their accounting software is robust enough, or perhaps you know, they're set up for the taxes. Is that's a service you provide?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep, we have a whole team focused on that, and they have a pool of candidates ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic, Rose. If candidates, let's say I'm a claims examiner, I'm a customer service rep, data entry, because it's, you know, there's a whole supply chain within all these companies and different jobs that need to be accomplished. Let's talk about the different businesses you have and how can folks, you know, begin a relationship with you.
Usually the best advice is to just go onto our website and apply.
Well,
and then
give
us a call.
Let's hear it.
www.snicompanies.com.
Don't forget the three W's, okay?
Yep.
Those are mission critical when you're putting a website. Okay.
And it's IES, companies.
Oh, companies plural, not YS at the end of company. Okay, very good.
Go on the website. If you're in accounting, there's a section, Accounting Now or S&I Financial, that you can apply for. Staffing Now, which is all of the customer service, administrative, clerical positions. And then we also have the technology positions as well. So if you need help, you know, setting up or anything at all during a hurricane or getting ready for that lag that you're about to hit, just go on there and apply and give us a call.
Good, good. And let's talk about your employees for a little bit.
Okay.
You have Erica Brockway that runs what division? And tell me a little bit about Erica.
Erica runs our Accounting Now division here in Jacksonville. She's been with us for a few years, and she is one of the most fast-paced, energetic people on our team who really understands what companies are looking for. She runs our Accounting Now team, and she also helps with our Staffing Now team. So anything temporary, like the, you know, temporary accounting roles or call center roles, she can help with as well.
All right. And she's got a whole team behind her of recruiters.
Absolutely.
Even though, you know, she's hard charging. And we talk about, you know, last week we talked about having our hustle. And I know she's a hustler, but she's surrounded by some pretty great people.
Absolutely. The entire team, you know, when we hire, we try and find those hustlers that are going to meet and exceed the expectations of our clients.
I bet if I walked into that division and said, I can beat anybody in a race up to, they'd want to race me. I mean, this is how competitive these people are. Tell me, I know Ben runs S&I Technology, and your technology team places both contract-to-hire folks, too, as well.
Absolutely.
But also in the direct placement of IT. Tell me a little bit about their team and the makeup there.
Yeah, so Ben personally has over 10 years of staffing experience in technology, so he knows everything you can imagine about IT and, you know, what software and .NET and all of the different things that I might not have that knowledge about because I'm not in IT, but he knows everything in regards to the languages and things like that. His team, you know, David Soulsby, I think you're familiar with him.
He is
one of the best permanent direct hire recruiters that I've ever met, and he's funny too.
Right. One thing I like, you know, really about that team in particular is these are techies that talk techie.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking for buzzwords on a resume. If talking about, you know, business intelligence and Microsoft's BI stack, they're going to drill down and make sure you have it. They also, you know, make sure people test, you know, to see what their skill level is.
Yep.
So this is a serious amount of talent. You know, and going back to the hurricane preparedness, you know, from an IT perspective, it's critical that businesses look at their IT, that they have a disaster recovery plan and a business continuity plan. Is that something Ben and his team can help out with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they can help you build the plan and select what types of candidates you would need to make sure that you're prepared for the storm.
All right. Well, let's get back on the hurricane preparedness. Do you drink your own Kool-Aid? This is what I want to know. Are you and is your staff ready? And what do you do to prepare for the hurricanes?
You know, we do a lot of preparation because not only are we preparing our office to make sure everyone's paid on time, that everyone's in a safe spot, that our phones are being answered if power's out, but we're also making sure that all of our temporary contractors across the country are also in a safe spot, and they're prepared as well. So a lot of communication on, you know, what to do and that sort of thing goes out.
Right. You know, any parting thoughts? Let's first, you know, again, you want to direct people to your website. What's the website again?
www.snicompanies.com.
Okay. And what's your phone number if the people want to call? And again, I want to stress S&I Companies is a professional staffing services focusing on accounting, finance, technology, HR, marketing, banking, those types of folks. That's what they place. Okay.
Right.
So what's the phone number?
It's 904-713-2550.
Excellent. I want to thank you, Rose. Thank you very much for coming out today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and I think the things that you've shared will help us all.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pete.
Okay, and if any of you hard workers out there want to be part of the discussion, please give me a call, 340-1045. I'd love to talk with you. Welcome back, all you hard workers. This is Pete the Job Guy, and this is Hard Worker. I want to make sure you hear that number, 340-1045. Call me up. You want to talk about hurricane preparedness? You want some tips on how to write an effective resume? Maybe some interview tips? Perhaps you have open jobs you want to share with all the listeners so that they can apply for them? I know we do have a caller or two holding right now. We're going to get to you. Jan, you're going to be first up. If you just hold for a little bit, we'll get there. One thing I have to acknowledge right off the bat that I forgot all about, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I'm a father myself. You know, I want to say a special happy Father's Day to my dad, Bill Langlois, and to my stepfather, Dan Hadley. I love you both very much, and I hope you're having a wonderful Father's Day, and I wish I was there to share it with you both. All right, so last night
we kind of celebrated Father's Day a little bit early in the Langlois household. You know, I opened a couple of gifts. One was a jacket. You can't have enough jackets in Florida. In Jacksonville, you have to have jackets. So I got a beautiful jacket. It looks like a shiny garbage bag. You know, even the original hard worker takes vacation. I am going to be going to vacation soon to Australia, and it's opposite season, so I will need that jacket. It is lightweight, so I thank you, my wonderful wife, Angie, and daughter, Lindy, that got me the jacket. And what I really, really wanted is my daughter took a picture of a Jacksonville sunset on the Intercoastal just a couple weeks ago, and it's the most gorgeous picture I've ever seen. I'll post it out on social media. We'll make sure you guys can see it at PeteTheJobGuy.com or on our website, www.PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you'll see this most beautiful picture. Well, I loved it so much. She had it blown up into this beautiful print, and I opened it last night, and it was just gorgeous. And thank you so much, Lindy. I really, really, really appreciate it. Well, here live in the studio, I have a special guest. And you heard some of my guests earlier, Stephanie, Lori, Megan, Rose. Well, we didn't hear much from Megan, but from Rose, too, about hurricane preparedness. And my guest today is the world-famous Angie Langlois. Hi, Angie.
Good morning.
Now, this is my wife, and my wife has been my business partner for many, many years. She's been in staffing for over 15 years. She's run large staffing organizations right here in Jacksonville, Florida. But one thing, Angie, I know at your previous employer, Superstorm Sandy hit New York, and your headquarters was based in New York. What happened?
Well, first off, I want to say Happy Father's Day.
Oh, you're too much. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, and I love you.
I know you do. I love you, too. Now, get back to the topic.
So, yes, Superstorm Sandy, and I wish I would have talked to Stephanie and Lori and had their information about a backup system. And I wish I would have had the information from Rose about a backup payroll, because that's exactly the situation that I was in.
So you ran a staffing agency here in town.
Yes.
And the floods, it hit Manhattan, and it just messed you all up. What did it set you back? I mean, how did it impact you to not be prepared for the storm?
Well, first off, in defense of a Superstorm Sandy, it hit Halloween, basically, and it flooded our corporate office in downtown New York, financial district. So it put us back 2 weeks. We had to figure out how to get candidates paid. I didn't actually hear from our office for a whole week.
Oh, okay. This is bad. So
yeah,
we're missing payroll. And you know, as a large employer myself, I know that people get funny when they don't get paid.
Yeah.
And by funny, I mean they want to kill you.
Exactly. So, yeah, and there's only so many things you can say. You know, recruiters get really, really good at bundling things up. And selling it. But you can't sell, hey, can you work for me for free? That
right.
doesn't go well.
That'll never work. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's fantastic advice to be prepared, that we heard from Rose and we heard from Stephanie
yes.
and Lori. And now we hear from you firsthand what it's like to not be prepared.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, Angie, I have some callers. Why don't you hang around with me?
Sure.
And, you know, again, just like I'm Pete the Job Guy, Angie's, you know, you could just as easily call her Pete the Job Girl or Pete or Angie the Job Girl or Angie the Job Lady, because she's been doing it every bit
Absolutely.
As long as I have. All right. Why don't we take our first caller? And our caller is Jan Bird. She's calling from the Lake Asbury area. And Jan, I understand you have some open jobs. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, my name is Jan, and we are currently trying to hire 25 school bus drivers for Clay County School District. We do work directly for the school district.
Okay. And when I hear school bus drivers, do I have to come to you with a CDL license? Do I have to be certified in anything? Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for in prospective employees.
No, you don't have to have your CDL currently. We absolutely are happy to have that too, but we do have certified trainers by the state who will help you get your CDL. So if you've never driven a large vehicle, a commercial vehicle before, we will help you get your license before you start working with us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You see, now this is important, because
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people, Jan, aren't sitting around saying, maybe, you know, I want to be a school bus driver. But there are a lot of people that are looking for jobs, and they would just think, man, I'm not even qualified. I've never driven a bus personally. I don't think I've driven anything bigger than an SUV. But you actually train them, and at the end of the training, they get a CDL license?
Absolutely, yes. So we put them, we help them study for the permits they have to do. They work with our trainers to learn how to drive the large vehicle. And then, and my trainers are also certified by the state to give them the CDL test, the practical test. Good. So we do all that for them.
Very good. Stay right there, Jen. Angie, I know you running a staffing agency, when the company doesn't require all the skills and then they train, they're willing to train people for this, does that make that more interesting and open up the pool for additional candidates?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and have you seen that? I mean, when you go to place somebody and the employer it trains people, whatever it is. You know, we heard from Lori earlier that she's going to train the claims adjusters. Again, people might not be sitting at home thinking, I want to be a claims adjuster or I want to be a school bus driver. Mm-hmm. But you have employers that are willing to provide the training to get people qualified to have this job. You've seen this?
I think that opens it up quite a bit. I mean, anybody and everybody could apply if it's, you don't have certain things that you need, you know?
Outstanding. Jan, do they get benefits?
Yes, actually, we're one of the few districts in the area that offers benefits not only for our contract employees, but even for our substitute bus drivers.
Good. Jan, what else can you tell me about this job? And what I like to focus on for all the listeners is what's something different or a little, you know, that would entice somebody that might be considering it? You know, why would they? I like the benefits. I like the fact that you can train people. And at the end of it, they get a CDL license. It sounds pretty good. What else is so great about being a school bus driver in your area?
Well, I think, you know, working with kids, it can be challenging, but I think it can also be so rewarding. And I also think that it's a great service to our community. I mean, working with our schools and with our communities, our different cities, and getting their students to school, I think it's just such a rewarding job.
Outstanding. Now, Jan, if we have people that are interested, how can they apply?
Great. They can go onto the school board's website, which is www.oneclay.net, and follow the links for employment. And then also they can email me, and that's Jan, J-A-N, dot Byrd, B-Y-R-D, at myoneclay.net, and I can answer any questions they might have about the position. And we do start at $12.67 an hour.
Outstanding. Jan, I want to thank you very much for being on the Pete the Job Guy show. And we're going to go to our next caller now. And it looks like Rich Beyer with Brothers Gutters. That's right. Okay, Rich, you on?
Hey, Pete, I'm on.
How are you, sir?
I am doing great. How are you? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, and same to you. Tell me a little bit about Brothers Gutters.
Brothers Gutters is an exciting business. We do gutter installations, repairs, installations, and gutter guards. It's just an exciting gutter company, and we are reinventing contractor services.
I'd love to hear that. Now, Rich, I can tell you from personal experience, one thing I hate to do is clean my gutters, okay? It's twice a year for whatever reason. You know, all the live oaks that aren't so live drop a bunch of leaves in my gutters. I get sticks in there. It all gets jacked up. Do you have anything that's going to prevent that from happening?
We do. You're in luck, Pete. Brothers Gutters has a few different types of very high-quality gutter guards, and it really just depends on the types of leaves that you're getting. And we can come out. We do gutter cleanings as well. So if you don't want to invest in gutter guards, no problem. We can get you on an annual maintenance. But if you don't want to pay for that and you don't want to get up on the roof and clean them yourself, then gutter guards is your solution.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Rich, do you have open jobs? Are you looking for anybody?
I do. And the last time that you helped me, Pete, I was working for a company called R3 Global. You found me a superstar, so I'm looking for some help. I'm looking for gutter installers. We are growing. These are people that can come in and be future crew leaders, 5-plus years of carpentry experience. They don't necessarily need to have any gutter experience, but that helps. And I'm looking for people that are looking to grow, join a company that they have an opportunity for advancement and to grow personally and professionally. So I'm looking for gutter installers and people that are looking for a company that they can see a career in and not just a job.
Ah, very good. I mean, that's always important. And yeah, you know, Pete the Job Guy's been in town for a lot of years, and I remember helping you. I remember the folks that we've placed with you, and I know you're a great boss. You run a good company, and as a former military officer, I want to thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How can people get a hold of Brothers Gutters if they want to apply for this? It sounds like a great career track position, not just somebody that's going to come out, you know, stay for a cup of coffee, find out where the restroom is, and then they leave. You want career-minded people. And if people want to apply to Brothers Gutters, how do they do that?
So they can go to my website, brothersgutters.com. They can apply that way. They can send me an email, rich@brothersgutters.com. Those are the two best ways, and really I want to emphasize that, you know, if you're in construction, you're in carpentry, you're a handyman, and you're looking for something more out of your career, maybe you're earning $13 an hour, you want to earn $15, or you're at, you know, 16 or 17, you want to earn 20 or 21 or 22 or even more than that, have opportunity for advancement, overtime, not only advancement in rank, but just in responsibilities and have a safe, secure, long-term career, this is a place to be. And so I'm looking for people that are growing and growth-oriented and want to help me grow and the team grow. But those two ways, brothersgutters.com or rich@brothersgutters.com, either way.
All right. Well, Rich, thank you very much for calling Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Appreciate you being on the show. I love the first two callers that we've had right now. You know, listening to Rich talk about a career-oriented position where you can grow with the company. You hear Jan share with you, they're willing to train you to get your CDL license and paying benefits as well. And that starting hourly rate is attractive from both of these. So if you're a hard worker, that's the key thing. You need to be a hard worker. You know, that's the theme of the show. I talk about it so much is that I grew up with that mentality. In Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and I know I have some listeners out there. They're on WOKV.com. They click the Listen Live button, and they can listen to the show live, streaming live every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 o'clock. But in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, the biggest compliment you could give somebody wasn't, oh, that Pete, he's a nice guy, or he's the smartest, or, you know, he's the most likely to this or that. The biggest compliment you could give somebody in my hometown of Tewksbury, Massachusetts was that, Peter, he's a hard worker, you know. And, you know, my accent's toned down a little bit. I've been here in Jacksonville for over 35 years. Actually, I think it was 34, 35 years. I came down with the United States Navy in 1984. So my accent's kind of gone away a little bit. But, you know, that's the whole premise for the show Hard Worker is no matter what your job is, whether you're turning wrenches, you're a mechanic, whether you're laying brick pavers, whether you're, you know, a salesperson selling widgets, whether you're running a company, which incidentally, I've done all of those things that I just said, okay? No matter what you're doing, you give it your best, you work your hardest, every working minute of every work day, you do your best. You don't want to have the guy sitting next to you or the lady sitting next to you outpace you, working harder than you. You know, this is something that you can control, and you can control, you have to control what you can control, okay? And your pace and your willingness to outperform the person sitting next to you can never be questioned. I mean, you have to go for it. That's part of this. And I, you know, sitting next to me again is my wife, Angie. Angie, remember when we worked together, when we sat side by side in business together?
Yes.
And I can remember, you know, in the morning, and a lot of times it was before 6 a.m., there were two people sitting in the office. I was one of them.
I was not.
Well, I know you stayed late, you worked hard, you always outperformed. What's driven you to be such a hard worker?
You know, I think my background growing up, I grew up with a big family. We had six kids, Mormon family.
Yeah.
And we fought for everything we had.
Yeah.
And I started my career knocking door to door.
So what did you do door to door? Because I know
I sold those awesome coupons, you know, the pizza coupons. You can get everything's for $20, you know. But I did that door to door in, you know, Florida, South Florida, where it's no habla inglés.
Yeah.
That's what
I know. This is a large Spanish-speaking population there. And, you know, so you go there. So not only do you have a language barrier, but you're knocking on people's doors. It's tough. But you did well. You performed well. And I happen to know your story, and I know it well. You were one of the top producers at a very, very young age.
Yes.
And then like me and other people that are in staffing, we didn't get a degree in staffing. We kind of end up at being recruiters.
So I didn't want to knock door to door anymore. So then I went and interviewed, and that's how we became to know each other and got into recruiting, and it was awesome ever since.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're still doing it. I'm glad you're with PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I also love the fact that you keep referring people to our office at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. If you are looking for a job, if you need career advice, you want someone to help place you either on a temporary or permanent job, I suggest that you go out to my company website, www.snicompanies.com, or you call our office right here in Jacksonville, Florida, 904-713-2550. If you have somebody at your job right now, at your work, that is the hardest worker, somebody that shows up a little bit early, maybe stays late every day, that's moving at a pace that's faster than everybody else around him or her, I want to hear about it. Go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and nominate that person to become a certified hard worker. Certified hard workers get, we talk about them on the air. We might even call them or have them as a guest. And they also get the Pete the Job Guy Certified Hard Worker t-shirt, which is pretty cool. And only certified hard workers are going to wear those. We can't have people out there not representing. You have to be a hard worker to get the t-shirt. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. You know, I can think some of the things that are most important to me, some of the things that drive me as a worker are the fact that I'm a dad. And I want better for my children than I had as a kid. I mean, I think that that's inherent in being a provider and being a father and a mother even. But, you know, that's what drives me every day is my son, Crew, who is 22 years old. He's out in Denver right now. He works as a technology recruiter for SNI Technology in Denver area. He's been working for me and with me for the last 3 years. He's very good at what he does, and he is a very hard worker, and I couldn't be any more proud of him. My daughter, Lindy, straight-A student, plays piano. She's a good soccer player, and she is just sweet as pie. So these are the things that drive me. And I ask you, as the listeners and fellow hard workers, right, again, we're not trust fund babies. Everybody here that collects a check is working hard for it. And what I want to make sure you do is either if you're a parent, use that as your motivator. You know, you want to make sure you provide and have things for your kid and your family, a certain lifestyle that maybe they've grown accustomed to or you want better. So use that as your motivator to push you each and every day to make it happen. We've had some fantastic guests here today from Florida Family. We had Stephanie and Lori, and I keep saying Megan. Megan sat in the back of the studio. She's not here right now. They left already, but she sat right there while Lori and Stephanie did all the heavy lifting, and I thought they did an exceptional job of helping us to be prepared for a hurricane or a bad storm should it ever hit. Then we listened to Rose. Rose is the director of operations for SNI Companies. One of the biggest things, some of the takeaways that I got from Rose is that the time to begin your relationship with the staffing agency is not when the hurricane hits, so directly after. It's now. It's now. You know, meet with Rose. Meet with her team. Let her understand your culture, your work environment, the types of people you're looking for that you need to be those claims adjusters or processors or customer service reps or accountants. Meet with her and her team now, 904-713-2550. You can talk to Rose, Erica, Ben, any of the folks on the staff there. They're going to help you out. And again, the preparedness part is, you know, when the hurricane hits, you don't go buy water then and go get flashlights and get a generator then, because you're going to be out of luck. There's not going to be a whole bunch available because everybody else is, you know, in panic mode and trying to make it happen. It's the folks that are prepared up front that are the ones that make it through the storm the best. And that's why we say, with your staffing partner, develop that relationship now. Invite them out to your work. Show them your work environment. Invite them to meet all the people and see, what has to happen so that when it's time, she's ready. She and her staff can already begin recruiting for you now. Okay, they can already start looking for this, so they will have an inventory of people that are available. All right, all you hard workers, it's that time. And I want to tell you, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And you know, use this day, fathers. Okay, I'm talking to the fathers out there, all you dads. You make this week a big week. You do the hustle each and every day. You outpace the person sitting next to you, working across from you. Whatever it is you do it to the absolute best of your ability, and you hustle. I want to say goodbye to all of you. Happy Father's Day. Make today a great day and a super week.